Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the future. Have you thought much about your estate planning? We're going to do that here this morning a bit with Kelvin Leibold, who is an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist. He's working out of Hardin County, serving northern Iowa, but he's going to be helping folks in Carson here in East Pottawatomie County as they have a meeting coming up to talk about those issues on December 9th. Kelvin, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time here this morning. We appreciate you spending some of it with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about this opportunity for folks. It's called Evaluating Your Estate Plan, and it's a workshop for farm families that is coming up. Have you held a lot of these?
Yes, we've held over 30 of these around the state. They were very popular last year when we were going through a lot of change in the federal estate tax laws. And now I think we're rather fortunate in that we've got quite a bit of clarity about these federal estate tax laws. They're as permanent as what legislation can be in this country, which doesn't necessarily say a whole lot. But again, it's an interesting program. It's 6 hours in length, and it's a workshop format. So we've got a lot of presentation material, but we've got 5 case studies that we'll assign people to. And we'll have them work through these. And these are cases that I've worked with. These are real-life cases. And not all the ending of the stories have been written, so the participants will get an opportunity to help write the ending of the story, at least how they think they should turn out.
Well, you know, it's your life's work, and it's extremely important. I'm assuming if you don't go into this with a proper plan, you can make some really big mistakes.
Yes. Estate planning is just not for the very wealthy. There's a lot of people over a wide range of assets that should be looking at estate planning and pre-estate planning. I like to think about, is this something that you're going to deal with before you die, when you die, or after you die? And so a lot of people don't think about the before you die. We call those gifts, okay? And then after you die might be the use of a life estate or the use of a trust to influence some things, kind of hold some strings from the grave yet. So we talk about all those things through this program.
Kelvin, for people who come to this workshop, what should they bring with them?
Well, we're not going to ask them to bring a whole lot with them. I would ask them to think about the size of their pie. Do they have a small pie? Do they have a medium-sized pie? Do they have a really large pie? In today's world of estate planning, a small pie, it can be pretty good, pretty substantial. For a single person, that'd be less than $5 million worth of assets. Okay, so we get up into the medium size, that'd be a husband and wife with less than $10 million worth of assets. Or an individual, widow, widower, single person that has over $5 million. And then a large pie for a couple would be over $10 million worth of assets. And that doesn't mean you have to pay federal estate tax. We'll talk about some of those strategies. But the reality is our program is designed to take whoever comes to it and help them better understand the whole process of estate planning and how that ties in with pre-death and post-death planning.
Well, I assume coming in with some sort of goals up front would be a help, and some folks maybe have already put together or have in mind some sort of estate planning that they've maybe started already, but sometimes they sit down and they hear some of the things that they have to offer out there, maybe some of the changes that have happened with the legal issues and things, and changes, I guess, can happen quite a bit over time if you thought you had it all wrapped up already.
Well, estate planning is not a one-time deal. It's something we need to go back and visit. Because, quite frankly, this law, a new vocabulary term called portability that came out in 2011, has a big impact on how wills and trusts might be written and how they would be implemented and the impact on those and the use of disclaimers. So if I would just take a few minutes here and go down kind of what some of the topics we're going to talk about.
Sure.
They're going to get a 100-page book. We're going to start off with the 5 case studies that I talked about and look at some of these families and see how they're being impacted by this current legislation. And then we're going to talk about estate planning terms. So when you sit down with the lawyer and your other professional team and they start talking about revocable living trust, I want you to understand what the definition of that terminology is that they're talking about. So guardianships, we've got a whole section there just on vocabulary terms. And then we're going to talk about different types of property ownership, Do you own it in fee simple? Would you be a life tenant? What are all the implications of these different types of property ownership? Then is there a need to have your business in some type of an entity? So we think about LLCs commonly, but family limited partnerships are a little bit more complex. There's old C-corps laying out there. There's old S-corps laying out there. What's the impact of that on gifting or transferring? Again, are you going to transfer assets, or are you trying to transfer a business? So those are some things that we want to talk about. We want to talk about the estate settlement process. So we've got a publication on that that's included in the book. So what does estate do for you? What is that probating of the estate, what does that do for you? The clear title of the property, the paying of bills, the setting off of creditors and putting them on notice, so they can't come back later on and try to attach property. So just talking about the fees and the costs and the benefits of that. We want to look at power of attorney and other forms of substitute decision-making. There's a significant number of us that are going to be in a stage in our life where we're not going to know really what's going on around the world, around us financially, and so we're going to need some help with that. Well, what are different tools out there in the toolbox to help us manage those assets before we die, but we might not be totally competent. Again, farm transfer strategies, we've got a publication on that that looks at that. If you're trying to keep the farm in the family, how do you deal with equal versus fair? We've certainly got some interesting things happening out there now. And I like to talk about control of assets, not necessarily ownership of assets, and how we tie that all together. Retirement planning for farm families. If you're going to transfer a business and keep pulling money out of the business, how much money do you need to pull out? How's that money going to get there? Then we have a session on estate planning goals. You talked about this earlier, that we don't want people showing up in their attorney's office and having a debate about what they want to do with their wealth. They ought to have that debate at home. All of us that have been married have had those debates. Not necessarily about wealth. Some of us, it was lack of wealth at one time, more so than wealth. But estate planning goals, just goal setting is a key component here, that we give them some tools and we spend a little bit of time just talking that through and have an activity for that.
Well, and sometimes that's the hardest part, because folks don't really like to sit down and talk about a lot of these issues necessarily, whether it's with an attorney or with a farm planning expert or just with family members.
Well, yes. And what do we do when both parents' goals don't match up very well?
Exactly.
You know, retirement would be another area. We've got a lot of families out there that their retirement goals don't match up very well. And so we have compromise on those too sometimes a little bit. We'll spend some time talking about trusts as an estate planning tool and how do trusts work and what are their different components and what are some of the pluses and some of the minuses of trusts and how that can all fit into it. Then one of the frustrations that we had when we first started off on this project, we said, is that a lot of people go to estate planning seminars and they never get started. You know, and you got to wonder, why is that they don't get started? Well, one of the issues is that they maybe don't have an attorney or a team members that they feel comfortable with, and they want to know, how can we find somebody? And they want me to recommend somebody. Well, I try not to do that. People who aren't on my recommendation list will call the dean's office and complain about it. So we put together a publication that says, finding an attorney that you can work with. What kind of questions should you ask them? What kind of expectations should you have? An example is trust salesmen. So we've got some trust salesmen out there running up and down the countryside setting up trusts. Well, all the trust is a bucket. And if you don't transfer your assets into the bucket, when you die, you're going to end up with an empty bucket. And all those assets that you thought were going to be controlled by the trust, they're not going to be. They're going to go through probate because we're going to have to do that because you didn't transfer them into your bucket. So a lot of discussion there should be when you're talking about fees with the attorney. Does that include transferring everything? If I do set up a trust, does that include transferring everything into my bucket? So that's an interesting discussion that we'll have.
Well, now we understand why it's an all-day session. This is going to go from 9:30 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Community Center in Carson, sponsored by the East Pottawatomie County Extension on December 9th. And another important date to remember is December 6th. Advance registration is required because they do have a limit of 40 people that they can take for the program. So if you'd like to register, the cost is $50 per person, and you can call the East Pottawatomie County Extension office at 712-482-6449. Kelvin will be part of that discussion that day. He'll be helping to lead along with Melissa O'Rourke. They both have a lot of experience, as you can tell, in dealing with a lot of these issues. So come with a couple of different pens in case you run out of ink. You want to take some notes.
We'll provide some pens, and we'll provide some highlighters, and we'll provide some paper. So look forward to seeing people there. And again, if we can't save you an hour or two of prep time, one of the things we'll be talking about is our 14-page form that you can use to fill in the information the attorney might want when you sit down with them. So I think people will be very happy with the outcome. The evaluations have been wonderful.
Spend a little time here and maybe save a lot of time and a lot of headaches down the road. Very good. Kelvin Leibold, thanks a lot for your time here today. Good luck with the program.
Thank you.